Wretched war, man-glorying war. Homer inherited many epithets for war from the oral tradition, and most of them describe war as an affliction. Dreadful, gruesome, cruel, bitter, deadly, bringing much grief, evil, wretched, miserable, ruinous, bringing many tears, loathsome, man-destroying, among others. It's easy for us to see why this is so. In scene after scene, Homer records the death in battle of a vigorous young man, someone with a wife and children, perhaps, and loving parents who will never see him again. Someone who just a few moments earlier was filled with the vibrancy of young manhood, and now, with a spear in his chest, or with his tongue and jaw sheared away, or an arm lopped off at the shoulder, or a spear pushed up through his buttock into his bladder, or crushing his skull and splattering his brains inside his helmet, he topples over the rails of his chariot, already dead or bleeding to death, screaming in agony or reaching out for his comrades, with his massive bronze armor clattering upon him, his teeth chewing the dirt, his nails desperately clawing for a way back to life. The pathos of this final moment is repeated over and over with slight variations, often with biographical details that give a poignant individuality to the young man whose life has been snuffed out. Homer's battles are described graphically, and they may seem to us like unmitigated hell. Day after day, there is a constant din of men fighting, an uproar of war cries and battered shields and helmets, spears clashing against shields, shields grinding into other shields, warriors yelling for help or shouting out in agony or triumph. The whole battlefield strewn with mangled, gore-covered corpses, the air loud with the cries of killers and killed, the whole earth, it seems, drowning in blood. Panic can suddenly grip a whole army. When a hero approaches, lesser men are terrified and flee, and even the heroes themselves can be terrified or heartsick or overwhelmed with despair. Sometimes the battlefield is such a slaughterhouse.